Tucker Survival presents Reviews from the Bunker.
Hello, welcome to Tucker Survival Product Review. My name is Mark, and we're down here deep in the old bunker, and we're going to be taking a look at this M17 Trauma Field Medical Bag. Now, you can get this on Amazon for about $150. And I was looking for a good medical bag for trauma-type situations, go camping with, things like that. And I think I might have just found what I was looking for. Now, I've always been into having different types of bags of any kind, but especially medical bags, whether it's little tiny ones up to bigger ones I keep in the car or something like this. So I was really excited to get this. So we're going to open it up, take a look at it, and we're going to spread everything out. There's over 300 items in this bag. Now, what I like to do when I get a bag like this, or maybe a little smaller that has compartments, I do like to get everything out of it so I can get familiar with it and I can see what's in there. And then I like to reorganize it into my own way that I can find things from light duty all the way up to heavy duty. So let's take a look at the bag first. Now, this bag is very well constructed. It's got the double stitch, got a nice handle on top. The buckles and latches, D-rings are all metal. And that's great for me, man. Plastic can break after a while. They all have these little pull strings on them so you can pull them up real quick. Now, the back side, there are backpack style straps. They're not heavily padded, but they don't have to be because this bag doesn't weigh all that much. So anyway, you can put this on your back, you can strap it on your go bag, and you'll be good to go. So let's go ahead and open it up. We'll take a look at it. So you just gotta undo the tensioner straps here. All right, so what we've got here, we've got three different compartments and each is divided in the middle, got a zipper top bottom, so it gives you six little compartments. So we're gonna go ahead and open them all up now. All right, we're gonna just dig into this thing and see what we got. And the pouch number one here. Looks like we've got some 12 by 30 trauma dressing. Got some Everstop right here. There's some more of that dressing, some more Everstop. Now again, this is a trauma-oriented bag, so it's gonna have a lot more trauma stuff in it. We've got some cold pack right there, another one of those stop bandages, some dressing. Oh, another cold pack. All right, so that's basically what we got there. What I'll probably end up doing, since it's got mostly trauma stuff, I'm going to probably put that in this section, this top section I'm going to make for my quick go-to stuff, bandages, aspirin, things like that. I also like to keep a smaller, kind of a mini kit, so I can just grab that real quick. Might have a flashlight in there. You got just a little bit of everything for just simple stuff. So that's probably what I'll use this section for. So let's get into the next one here. We got some triangle bandages. We got, looks like little pill vial. There's another one there. You can put your own type of medicine in there if you need to do that. We got alcohol wipes. Got a whole bunch of those. And what do we got here? We got some burn spray. Another triangle bandage. Got some other types of little bandages right there. And got some gloves. And some sheer adhesive bandages right there. Oh, and a stethoscope. Always good to have. Not a lot of kits have the stethoscope. So that is definitely something good to have. And let's say we got the Q-tip style adapters with the cotton sticks, nice long sticks so you can apply different things with it. And some calamine lotion. That's always very good to have in the wilderness. You got poison oak, poison ivy. And it's always good too. I noticed it comes in a bag, which is a great idea. Stuff like this, in case it does spill, doesn't contaminate the rest of your medical supplies. And we've got, looks like some alcohol right there, a little spray bottle. There, it's all in that bag. Let's take a look at this bag here. All right, we got some more of these bandages. We'll just set that right there. Some more cold stuff. And then we've got some of the stretchy bandage. We got the smaller size and the wider one. Also good for making like a sling. We got a shoulder injury or something. There's another one there. The old first aid quick guide. So it's always good to take a look at this, get yourself familiar with all your stuff, because when emergency's happening, it's good to be prepared, level-headed, not acting in a, you know, reactive mode. You want to be focused and able to be of the best of service. So it's always good to take a look at that. And let's see, we got some tools here. It's got some nice medical scissors. A lot of times these kits will have some pretty chintzy, cheap scissors, but these look nice. And what else we got in here? Looks like some hemostats, a pin, and then this one, I think there's some tweezers in there too. We got some chapsticks, some safety pins, and some tape, tongue depressors, some other types of little bandages. And what I like to do on these tools is I'll find like a little wallet type of thing that I can open up and stick these things in there so it's easier to open them up and get to them. So I'll probably do that and put that in this front section of all the tools. And we got some, looks like antiseptic stuff right there. It's like some more trauma oriented. Some more bandages here. And what do we got here? We got a, looks like a splint right there. It's always good to have. And some elastic bandage 2x5 yards. So that's always good to have. So it looks like we got everything out here. Like I say, there's over 300 items in this bag. So I'm pretty impressed with it. See a lot of Made in America labels on there, which is always good. Support our country. So I'm pretty excited about having this. I can't wait to hopefully not use it, but you know, have it back packed with me when I'm out camping, things like that. It's just peace of mind. You know, if you're prepared and something happens, you're not panicked, you're not getting, you know, full of anxiety, because you've already got things prepared, you're ready, and hopefully you've practiced so you know what to do. So it's looking like a good kit to me. So like I say, I'm going to go ahead and reorganize it, kind of put it in the way that I like. And then I do like to add some other stuff to it, like maybe another Israeli bandage. I found this nice little tweezer set, which I'll put a description down below. Got that on Amazon. And it's got some really pointy ones and some flat ones with little points. Good for getting splinters and cactus stickers out and things like that. And I'll probably put a wind-up flashlight, radio, USB charger in there too. And maybe another flashlight and the little med kit and some glow sticks, maybe some cordage. So I kind of like to make the medical bag a little bit of a survival slash medical bag. Because if you have to grab it and go help somebody, you know, you want some other kind of things in there that you might need. Maybe even put a Leatherman in there. So anyway, I'm glad you showed up today for this product review. My name is Mark for Tucker Survival, and you can find out more on our website, tuckersurvival.com, where we do blogs, we do video programs such as News from the Bunker. It's in a different part of the bunker here, and you can check that out on YouTube and Brighteon. You can get all the links on the website as well. Sign up for our newsletter so you can stay informed. And we're also going to be starting some videos and instruction on gardening, raising chickens, building greenhouses, things of that nature. So this whole Tucker Survival is really designed to be, you know, survival oriented and teach that type of thinking and self-sufficiency thinking, you know, about having generators and battery backups, things like that in case of natural disaster. So it's just good to be prepared. You know, we live in a world where everything is pretty much available to us at all time. You can just, you know, get on your smartphone and look things up. But if, heaven forbid, grid goes down or something like that, and you have to rely on knowledge that you have in your head or in a physical book, you know, it's good to be prepared, to practice, to know what you've got, and to go through it. So if you got bug out bags, things like that, you need to go through them once in a while so you can remember, maybe update things seasonally, stuff like that. So again, thank you for joining. My name is Mark, and I hope you enjoyed this little product review, and we're looking forward to doing many more in the future. So check back in. Like I said, go to the website, tuckersurvival.com. All right, you guys have a safe day out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Reviews from the Bunker is brought to you by Tucker Survival and is produced by MBJ Media Services.